Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Grace Break. And again, this is Tracy Worley. And as always, I'm excited for Monday and looking forward to our Monday's guest, Antoinette Sykes. And reading Antoinette's bio and where she's been and where God is leading her gives me goosebumps. So I'm excited and thrilled to have you with us. And just the about you, infectious, intuitive, witty, spiritual, creative, and forward-thinking, those are just a few words that describe you. Also known for your passionate approach to business and life, Antoinette's transformational life coaching, consulting, and peak performance practice now brings you the very best in success coaching, training, and consulting. And you have all kinds of background and education behind this. And I just want to jump in and let our listeners have all of you for the 30 minutes that we're together this morning. And the topic today is success from the inside out, God-centered success, business growth. And also for our listeners, Antoinette and I both have admin staff with us today. I have my two border collies, and she has lovely birds singing outside of where she's at today. So Antoinette, again, welcome, and we're looking forward to our time with you this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tracy. It is such a gorgeous morning. As you mentioned, my admin staff, the birds that are outside, and then I do have one internal admin staff. His name is Bailey, my Cocker Spaniel. So he is here helping me as well. So I'm excited to be here. And like you, I love Mondays. I think it's the very best day of the week to get things kicked off and just to really set the tone for the day and for the week. As a matter of fact, I posted a picture earlier this morning on my Facebook page. I saved one of the fortunes from the fortune cookie, and it says, any rough times are behind you. So I was like, wow, that is perfect to kick off the Monday. It's perfect for any day, right? But definitely
right.
There's a fortune of wisdom and truth inside that fortune. So I'm happy to be here so we can talk about success from the inside out.
Great. And for our listeners as well, I have asked Antoinette to basically lead our time together today because this is such a powerful message that you've shared with hundreds, if not thousands of people already, the God-centered success from the inside out. So I take it away.
Oh, fantastic. I do. I think it's such a very important topic. God is always an important topic, number one, right? So let's be clear about that.
Right.
I think in such a time as today that we as women, we as Christians, we as God-centered believers lead from a bolder place. And that means incorporating our faith, our spirituality into everything that we do. And I'll briefly share that, you know, my testimony is, you know, I was one of those women, you know, professionals in corporate America that was, you know, close climbing the corporate ladder, and I didn't feel comfortable sharing my faith on the job, right? So there were like a handful of people who knew I was a Christian, and I could talk to them about it, or, you know, I'm leaving work to go to Bible study, or I'm fasting for Easter, or you name it. But, you know, it's only a handful of people, and otherwise you kind of check that information, right, at the door. When you, as soon as you walk in, you save it for your after-work people, you save it for those handful of people that work with you. Or you save it for your friends and family, you go to church on Sunday, you come back to work on Monday, and all things go. And I believe that I couldn't necessarily be as successful as I could be because those two entities, quote, were separate to me. So I found myself feeling really divided in how I approached my work. Don't think it's wrong. I do think it was extremely ineffective. And I know from my personal testimony that part of the reason of my two layoffs was because I could now go back out and talk about this message to others that are in the workplace and that are even as entrepreneurs like myself and like you are right now, that we are spiritual beings in a human body having a human experience, but you can't show up separate, because when you think that God is out there and you're in the workplace and he's not in there, that just kind of causes all types of havoc and chaos. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to ask you back up a little bit.
Yes.
The two layoffs were blessings, hindsight, so you could go out and talk about the faith and the message in the business place.
Yes.
But when we're in that, and this is part of my testimony too, is downsized, and it's like, okay, Lord, where am I supposed to go now? And being obedient in that call, what are some tools that you use to identify that the layoffs and where God kept planting you outside of the corporate world to identify that that's where you're supposed to be?
Well, I think number one, be careful what you pray for. One of the scriptures that I lean on day to day, and that this talk is actually based on, is out of Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, and knock. You know, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the steps in that. And so part of my tool is actually just praying, number one. I mean, but really, you know, and I don't say it flippantly, but really praying and to seek for wisdom and to seek for guidance, not taking a step outside of that, thinking that you know what you should do, because I've done that. I think we've all done that. So after the first layoff, I went back and got another job. And a year into that, another layoff came. So it's like, okay, I hear you. I hear you. So I think some of the tools that we have to use are those basic things where we have to just be still and know that God is God and that all things are working for our good, number one. To declare that over and over, no matter what it looks like with our naked eye, to pray about it, and speak the word. Speak the word. So this, you know, if nothing else will humble you, like kind of having a rug slip from under your, snatch from under your feet, something
mm-hmm.
will come and just kind of humble you and wake you up. Like, it just really wakes you up and tests who you truly are. So it's like, okay, do you really believe this faith thing? Do you really believe this God walk thing? Then let's show it. Let's kind of show it. Because, you know, you're blind. You really are blind from doing the things that you've done, from doing the things that you've done the way that you've done them. And so now here it is where God gets to show up bigger. So I think number one tool is praying and really walking in faith. And along with that is recognizing and giving and surrendering that God is powerful in all that you do. And he wants to see you succeed. He wants to see you prosper in every area of your life. So he has your best interest at heart. And I think without hearing that, someone from reading it from somewhere, just really letting that really marinate down in your spirit, then we could get really caught up in the chaos of the whirlwind that's happening in our individual lives.
Love it.
So
thank
that would
you
be my
for,
number one. Yeah,
yeah,
that would be the number one. And it's the step that I like to call get ready and get real, right? Get ready and get real is about really preparing yourself daily, maybe several times a day, and really coming to terms with where you are without any type of judgment, right, without condemnation,
mm-hmm.
because we just want to acknowledge where we are. So I like to call it get ready and get real. So you get ready with the prayer in your faith, and then also you acknowledge where you are, like, okay, I'm here. I have two layoffs before me. These are kind of the skill sets that I have, the education background. What is my next move? Can you be still and you know that that's coming? And then you make a decision. You make a decision. Step number two, I would think, would be to make a decision about where you want to go. What do you want to do once you hear that guidance? Because you know that you've prayed for it, asked for it, however you've meditated on it. And so that next step will come to you. And you get clear about that and trust that that is a God-given decision as well. And you put everything in that to take the next step. And a lot of times we like to see the whole picture, right? We like to see the whole picture
yeah.
and take a step.
It's called instant gratification. Just give me the big picture so I can be successful when I walk out the door in the morning, right?
Yeah. It's a scary place to be in, right?
It is.
It's a little scary place to be in because we are so conditioned. We are so conditioned to check the boxes. You get up, you go to work, You know, you get your paycheck, you come home, you go to church on Sunday, you go to Bible study, you go to all these other types of things, whatever it is that you do in your life, right? That's what we do. And it's reinforced because that's what our friends do. It's reinforced because that's what our family does. But what if it can look different? What if it will look different for you? Those conversations and those thoughts never enter our mind. And it's not, again, it's not to judge it, but clearly your role now looks completely different than what you'd probably thought it would look like. Mine definitely looks different than what I thought it would look like. And it's still fulfilling. It's still God-centered. But it just looks a little bit different than what our parents reared us to do and how our parents' life may look as well and how even our colleagues and our friends may look. And so that's when you also have to broaden your circle of people around you to uphold you and to be in that level of community that really get it, that really get it. Does that make sense?
And that community is usually not our spouses, our relatives, our close girlfriends, or for male listeners, your golf buddies or fishing buddies, whatever it is, they're usually are not the ones that are going to lift us up into stepping into the God-centered focus and path that we're called to do.
Exactly. And I think, you know, honestly, I honestly feel like my time in corporate America was fantastic. It was great. It served its purpose for what it needed. Not to say I would never, ever go back, because you just never know. But what I do know is that stepping outside of corporate America pushed me to really know God and myself in a greater capacity. Greater capacity. And I believe these type of blips, what I like to call sometimes, these blips happen to wake us up, to wake us up, and to really tap into who you really are, not what you are. See, what I was, my identity was tied to corporate America. That's the truth, what I was. When this happens, it wakes you up to recognize who you are and whose you are as well.
Goosebumps.
Oh.
So can you repeat that one more time? What I was wakes me.
Yes. What I was and what you are wakes you up. No. Who you are and what you were tied to your corporate profession. Right? So I was a director of IT. I was an IT trainer. I was a member of such and so in corporate America. So the what, and would proudly show up at a networking meeting to bear my title to everyone who would ask me, right? who you are wakes you up when you leave corporate America, or whatever that thing is that happens to you, right? Whatever that thing is, it wakes you up to really bear the title of who you are and whose you are. And that's what the blip is there for. It wakes you up.
That reminds me of Queen Esther and stepping into who you were made to be. Yeah, it's the growing up, this is who I am, what I'm supposed to be, and then she ends up in a palace. Who in her right mind would never, growing up, dreamt about it? You know,
exactly.
That it would ever become reality.
Mm-hmm.
So in our Western society, as you are bringing our thought process into God-centered success and our business growth, where does that take us?
Yeah, it leaves you really showing up as who you are, right? You show up as a child of God who is experiencing the title of CEO or business owner or director of IT or radio show host, right? So right now, Tracy, you could not go back. You could not go to another radio station and not show up in all of your full glory right now. It just wouldn't happen.
Right.
Because of what you've learned since your blip, whatever your blip is, you'll never be the same. Never, ever, ever. If I went back tomorrow to corporate America, I show up just like this. and I am A-okay setting aside some time in the morning to have prayer at the coffee pot, or you know, even having a conversation with someone about God.
Mm-hmm.
Or having a different conversation and not necessarily, you know, shoving it down their throat, but they know that there's something different about this gal and the way that I go about conducting business. And that's what the wake-up is for, because if we don't wake up, then how are we going to lead souls to Christ? Because after work, we're with our people. We're with our Christian folks, our Christian friends, with them on Sunday. Well, those people, quote, have it together. So there's not a lot necessarily a lot of leading them to Christ that we have to do. It's these other people that we're interacting with, that we show them a different way. So in your prospects, I like to talk to my business owners about that. So in your prospects, my whole message comes through. It's completely different than just pick up the phone, make the sales calls, write out your script, ask for the sale. All those things are important, but there's something else underlying that, that you get to use now as a business owner, as an awakened business owner, that helps to bring the clients to you, because you know, again, you're leading from that place where you've asked for clients, you're seeking, and you're waiting for the answers. And so you put a little bit of, like, a little bit of soul and a little bit more heart into how you do what you do.
And it's the intentionality. I think, you know, is, I like how you call it the blips. Will
mm-hmm.
never be the same again, because we're showing up as a child of God. And
yes.
You and I had this conversation before we went live. You know, as Christians, we do maneuver and we work in the secular world. So how does that look? You're still going to show up as a child of God and as
yes.
that individual, right? But we're
yes.
communicating in connection of how they will receive us. And I think that that's an area, you know, as far as the get ready, get real piece is also that communication from the inside out. How are we communicating that in a respectful manner?
Yes, and here's the other big aha that I hope someone will really hear as I say this, is that even when you go to work in the secular world, it is still God's world. A, it is still God's world. So that means that I'm showing up as a child of God, and so is Betty Booth, who may not belong to a church, who may not, you know, her life may not look like yours, but she's still a child of God. She may not know it or recognize it, but you and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our role to speak to her spirit in such a way that she hears that and becomes, huh, that felt a little different. Huh, tell me more. I really hope someone hears that, because that's the biggest conflict right there. That, you know, we work in corporate America, you work wherever you work, and it's not a church, it's not a sanctuary, but it's
mm-hmm.
supposed to be, because you bring the church with you. We bring the church with us. And you don't have to have on your God T-shirt, you don't have to have on your big cross, but there's something about you that's different and that you recognize it in someone else. And I think the biggest thing is right now is, if you wake up in the morning and you're going to corporate America, you're going somewhere where you don't know if these folks are church or not, is that, A, you know, part of your prayer, your affirmation is that I know I'm a child of God. And not only are you a child of God, but we're all children of God. And so you should be able to look at Betty Booth across the way, who doesn't look like you, act like you, talk like you, sing like you, and still speak to her with the same love and compassion that God shows to each of us, that we know is there for her, because she's probably never seen it before. So you may be the only God that she's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's critical.
Love it.
Absolutely critical. Yes. Yes. So we've gotten ready to get real, and we're making a decision about where we want to go. And next would be really is to ask and pray. Like, what is it? What's my next move? Where would you have me go? Who would you have me be? You know, who am I supposed to talk to? And I know that those answers are coming, and you start to thank him for it. So we ask. And asking is, I like to say this, so let me clarify, because I think a lot of us are, we just kind of go with it, right? When you ask a question, you expect an answer. Same thing. So when you're asking God, you're already claiming it. You're already claiming that your path has been made straight. You're already claiming that the plan is going to unfold. And so the asking is not, it's an action word. It's an action word. It's not sitting and waiting for it to fall out of the sky. It's something within you that you kind of intuitively know what the next step is going to be. So I like to clarify that when we ask, we're also claiming. We're claiming our power because he's already provided it for us before this blip even happened, right? So the blip was no surprise to him. It was just a surprise to us.
Oh, that's funny. And we've talked on this on Grace Break before about intuitive self and intuition and gut instinct. And as Christians, we have a tendency to not listen to that because we do ask the what we want in prayer or who we're supposed to talk to, and we wait. Instead of being really in tune to the Spirit talking to us to just walk through the door.
Yeah.
And, so I want to bring that focus to our listeners because we've talked about it before. You know, that intuitive and that little twinge or that idea that pops up into our mind isn't crazy. It's there for a reason.
No. It's not crazy, and we need to understand that, you know, this again goes back to the Bible basics. So if you believe that he is a very present help in the time of need, he's not showing up. If your need is now, he's not showing up 20 minutes later with the answer to your need. You're praying now. You know? So you're praying now. And again, it just kind of goes back against another one of the scriptures that I love is that when we pray the desires of our heart, we shall have it if we doubt not right then and there. And so we claim it, but that's what the faith walk is. It's like pray and move your feet. That's the faith. That's the faith piece. It's like faith without works is dead. So all of these things that I have lived and breathed since I was, you know, knee-high to a duck being in the church, all of the scriptures, I think when that blip happens is when you really go back to like, okay, what does this really mean? You know, it's one thing to say it when everything is going A-okay, but I think when that blip happens is when you start to really not only say it but really experience it. That's the word. You start to experience it, and you know without a shadow of a doubt. Like, I know that my name is Antoinette Price. Nobody could tell me otherwise. That's
yep.
the assurance.
And the more often, the more time we spend there, the quicker our reality is. It's like, okay, that thought or that feeling came to me for a reason, and you just keep stepping through. And it takes practice. Like, where did that come from? Did I eat bad chili the night before? Or
or we go into this very big doubt mode, and we know that, again, that is not of God. When we start to really doubt it, and I like to tell people, you know, like, there's no wrong answer. Because just like if you, quote, pick the wrong box, you still get another chance to pick another box.
Mm-hmm.
You will be there's course correction along the way. If you're asking and listening for guidance and sincerely have the heart to really want to do what you want to do in life. And that's the other piece is that I think a lot of times we give away our power, right? We give away our power. So we think that someone is going to really come and crown us queen of the radio show that you want to start. When you have to really crown yourself queen of the radio show you want to start and walk by faith and know that every step that you take is making that dream a fulfillment. That's what it's about. So that's what I like about, quote, church today and scripture today. Like, it hasn't changed, but I think the way in which we receive it is completely action-based versus passive-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what's needed. That's exactly what's needed, which is why I think that whole big blip happened with, quote, the recession. is that we just kind of slipped into this deeper slumber and put all of our faith and trust in these bigger companies. And I believe that the economy is rebounding with the small babies, the small companies that are going to make the rebound, because we are more pliable, we are more flexible, and we can mm-hmm. have topics of conversations like this and be able to lead your companies in prayer like companies used to do way back at when. Even if it's a simple "In God We Trust" powwow on Monday morning and let's go to work, there was still some level of a connection there that was the undergirding power that made the businesses thrive and made you thrive as well and made you feel wholesome. So that's why
I just want to make a quick comment. There's a couple of companies
yes.
that I've been involved in the last 15 years, and they stopped doing corporate prayer. It used to be
mm-hmm.
before every meeting, before any, you know, barbecue, anything like that, they would always do corporate prayer, and they stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And those organizations are struggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It's a, you know, and I don't know how, I don't know where, but I do believe that's exactly why these lifts happen, for us to really be bold enough in our businesses and in our lives to declare who we are and whose we are, to not only ourselves to affirm it, but to other people as well, and to lead our lives in such a more connected way, because that's the foundation of it. That's success from the inside out, that there's something else on the inside of me that's driving this train. Something else.
I love that. Something else inside moving this train.
Yeah, something else on the inside moving this train. Absolutely, absolutely. And so once we ask, we believe that we receive it. We believe that we receive it right there the moment that we ask for it. That's the key. That's the faith, is that we have it. Because in our having it, that sets our focus and our intention on the action steps that we need to take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we begin to receive it. That's the receiving part. So this ask, believe, and receive is critical, critical, critical. It's ask, and it's very action-oriented. It's ask with a huge expectation, knowing that it's coming, because it's already available for us, because the blip wasn't a surprise to him, it was a surprise to us, right?
Yeah.
When you put yourself in an expectation posture and you start and you begin to take the steps necessary, that's how you receive it. That's how it's manifested. That's how it's manifested. And that's his glory that he wants to bring. And that's his glory that he wants us to bear witness to. And that's the success piece that we are seeking. The external, but it starts from the internal. So once you get that posture right, that's how we start to see the glory in everything of God that we do and want and believe for.
And I love it. And this talk in this area that you've put together, I do communication from the inside out, and it's like we've got to be clear from the inside so we can receive from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And just love our time together. Our 30 minutes is up already.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I want to make sure our listeners know where to find you, and that would be AntoinetteDyke.com, or you
yes.
can also go to standingtallrevolution.com. And I love
yes.
this. You've got all kinds of business building tools on here. You're doing a shoot the video challenge. So I'm going to challenge our listeners to go there and for their business to
yes.
challenge the shoot the video.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, video is one of these awesome tools. Again, if your goal and your passion is to get your message out there in a bigger way, then you have to do marketing. And one of the best tools to do that is video. So I believe that marketing is divine. I really do. Because how else would you be able to succeed and get your message out there in a greater, bigger manner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Again, it's Antoinette Sykes, or go to gracebreak.com to get all the links to Antoinette. And thank you again. And look
thank
up
you.
And out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley signing off with Antoinette Sykes.
God bless. Have a good one.